Terrors.com with manager Mark Moseley after a very hard-fought 2-1 victory against Hungerford. Mark, pandemonium there at the end when Josh McCoy, your captain, pops up with a late winner. What a battle that was.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was said before the game, you have to fight and scrap for everything in this league. There is no easy game. That certainly proved the case today. A really tough game, tough conditions, a real cold, windy affair. So, you know, the ball was out a lot. There's little niggly fouls here and there. Never really got the game, never really flowed too much. So it started to become a little bit frustrating at times. But, you know, I think first half we were a little bit lacklustre, to be fair. I think second half we got going a little bit more, and I felt second half we didn't concede too many chances on our goal. I think Wardy made a great save at the end there. But apart from that, I felt we limited their chances and created a fair few ourselves. So a better second half performance, but it was needed for us to get all 3 points because, like I said, we're a little bit lacklustre first half.
Absolutely. When you've got somebody like Josh McCoy on the pitch with all his experience, he's the right person at the right time in that sort of situation, isn't he?
Yeah, definitely. I think we got in. I think Calvin was bundled over, so I would have hoped that it would have been a penalty if Josh didn't put it away, but Josh coolly dispatched it at, you know, right place, right time, and you know, right near the end is quite a good time to score. So yeah, we're delighted with the 3 points. That said, you've got to take everything you can in this league. It was a hard fought 3 points, and as I said, we probably didn't probably get our free flowing football going as much as we like. But look, it's tough conditions today, and we've done enough to win the game. So yeah, like, all in all, we've got to be pleased.
Does that result and that sort of performance that we put in, and what Hungerford put in as well, go to show that this is a really difficult league? I mean, Hungerford's league position, from what I saw today, is quite false. I mean, they come here and give us a really good game, didn't they?
Yeah, and we were fully expecting that. We definitely didn't underestimate Hungerford. They've been in this league a long time. Watched them, you know, and we've been impressed with them. I think you look at Hampton were down when they come down here. Again, another team were impressed. And it shows what a good result it was against them, because they've gone unbeaten. They've beaten Wealdstone. I think they've won again today convincingly. So you're going to be up against it every game, and you've got to be at your very best. And first half, like I said, we were a little bit below par, but I felt second half we showed some real resilience, some good character, and we created some good chances as well. And I think we've done enough to get it over the line.
Obviously, this will go out after it kind of gets announced. You've obviously extended your deal with Weymouth as manager. That was obviously something that was never in doubt for you. I just want to take you back to when you first joined Weymouth as a player, really. And you said to me at the time, I think this club has loads of potential, and that was a word you used a few years ago. Do you feel as though we're well on the way to filling that potential? Clearly, I know you'll be saying that there's still plenty more work to do, but since then to now, how far has this club moved forward?
I think as a management, you know, as a management and our staff, I don't think we ever really sit back and look. You know, it's always what next. I suppose when you ask questions like that and you do reflect back on when we first come into the job, I think the club has moved on the pitch and off the pitch. But, you know, like I say, every game we can't rest on our laurels. We've got to continue to keep working hard. And like I said, the club has huge potential, and it's up to us to try and realise some of that. So we've got to continue to, you know, keep our heads down and keep working hard and continue to strive to improve. And, you know, it's we're one big family. If we can get it right on the pitch, then it helps everything off the pitch. You know, more people come through the turnstiles, and we'll hopefully see, you know, players playing for the shirt like they did today. Like I said, we might not be as free flowing, but they could certainly see the attitude and desire, and people really fighting for that badge on the shirt today, and they have done ever since I've walked in the door. So I think that, coupled together with people coming back in, I think people starting to believe again in the football club, and we're starting to build it better in the community, and we that's everything we're trying to build here. We're not just trying to build a football team, we're trying to build a football club, and everyone's working really hard, and hopefully we're going in the right direction. But like I said, it's plenty of time to sit back and reflect when we're old and retired. At the moment, it's all hands to the pump still.
I thought you might have said something like that. Yeah. And just finally from me, before I leave you in the very capable hands of Cliff Pledge from BBC Radio Solent, Paul Town in the Dorset Senior Cup on Tuesday, an opportunity to see maybe some of the younger players in action, and obviously I know you're going to every game wanting to win, and an opportunity for some of the players that need some game time.
Yeah, definitely, we want to definitely win the game, there's no doubt about it. We want to win everything we do. But we have to get the balance right. We've got a mammoth week coming up, you know, starting with Paul, but then we go 3 away trips in a week. to top of the table clashes, Dorking, Hemel, and then the trophy to Barnet. So we've got a lot of football coming up, and we just have to get that balance right of keeping people fit and raring to go, but then also not risking too many players. So we'll take stock of today's game and see how best to approach the game on Tuesday. Now this game's out of the way, we can turn our attentions to that.
Mark, as you always say, enjoy your weekend.
Yeah, certainly will. Enjoy yours.
Cheers, Mark.